Don't tell me that you're doing just fine, that I don't cross your mind when those lights go low. Oh, don't tell me you're with someone.
You just heard a snippet of the new acoustic version of the latest single, Don't, released earlier this year by country's new trio, New Moon Junction. The successful trio consists of solo artists Brad Battle, Tamara Madeline, and Barb Doran. They take their talents from singing and writing and adding into the equation award-winning producer Jeff Dalziel, and you can understand why this new trio is being compared to hit makers like Lady A and Sugarland. Their tight harmonies and catchy lyrics are a perfect blend that make you want to sing along to their new single, Don't. And they have just released the acoustic version of this amazing track. You're going to love it. Here to talk about their new music and upcoming shows is Barb Doran, Tamara Madeline, and new member, Brad Battle. Oh, it's great to have you guys back. It's just such an awesome treat every time I have you on the show.
Well, we are glad to be here.
Well, congratulations on the new band member. Hello, Brad.
Yay!
It's been such a long time since I've seen you.
Yeah, you know what? It's been a long time since I've seen anybody, really. That's something that I'm super excited about, you know, aside from playing with two talented people like Tamara and Barb, is going back to the CMAO and getting to see so many people that I haven't seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm. You know, because it's been a long time since I've sat and done an interview with you, so it's probably been, oh gosh, good 9 years, I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere in
a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while. So,
I look exactly the same, though.
You do. You all do. I'm telling you, you all do.
I believe I was 12 or 13 when we spoke.
Oh, don't say that. Yes. My age.
Just a wee lad.
Just a little wee lad. Well, you sound amazing. What a great fit.
Yes. Yeah. We are so happy to have Brad.
Oh, you know what? That's awesome. I'm so happy for you guys. I love the acoustic version of this song, your new release, Don't. It is so good. Really good.
Thank you.
So talk to us a little bit about doing the acoustic version of this one. And it's just, I don't know, like your harmonies, everything blends so well. What was it like trying to find someone to fit into the band?
Well, you know, it was, we really had something specific in mind, right? Because, you know, I have a higher voice, Tamara's, you know, a little lower. So we really needed someone that would kind of fit right in the middle. And you know, we heard a lot of different voices and different people had reached out to join, but then all of a sudden it just dawned on me. I was like, oh my God, I have to ask Brad.
Have you sung with Brad before?
And when he told me and I looked him up, I said, listen, do not get me excited unless this is going to happen.
What was it like going into this, just going into rehearsals and just starting, Brad? What was it like for you?
You know what, I was hesitant about playing, you know, music at all again, really, so I went with an open mind at the urging of my wife, and, you know, Barb was convincing on the phone, too, and I tell you, you know what, it was, when we did the first rehearsal, I had learned, like, I don't know, four or five songs, maybe, and we just kind of ran through them. I know that I was trying to contain how I was feeling, because I felt it sounded really good, but I was really, you know, when you're like really hungry and then you get like a cracker and it's like, oh my God, this is like heaven on earth. I was, you know, so deprived of music that I was actually saying, you know, are you just telling yourself it's good because you want it to be good? And then, you know, I recorded some of the stuff we did, and then I remember putting my headphones in and listening and going, oh, no, this is good. It's as good as I thought it was when we were singing. So, yeah, I was very, you know, walled up going in, but those walls came down pretty quick.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I know it's a perfect fix when I'm listening to it. Harmonies are not that easy, you know, to come in, you know, the way that you have. These guys have had some time to practice, but man, oh man, you fit in well, my friend, really well.
Oh Yeah, thank you. I'm loving the way we blend together, and you know, how anybody can sing any part at any time, and for the most part, you know, when we're putting stuff together, there's still that smile on everybody's face, like, oh crap, it's coming together right away. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like we're having to fight to get it to sound like we want it to sound. Seems very natural for the three of us, so that's great.
Which is awesome. Now, talk to us, Barb, about this particular song, Don't.
We were, you know, it's kind of a tricky thing because we're in the same situation now where we're, like, so busy trying to get the show ready that we kind of, unfortunately, writing at the moment is kind of fallen to a lesser priority, which is not something we love, but it's just a reality that we're dealing with. So for Don't, we had gone to Nashville and written a bunch of great songs, but the timeline, we were kind of like, then Don't fell in our lap, because at the same time we had some pitches coming in, and we all fell in love with Don't right away, and of course Jeff was like a super fan of the song, and so we were just like, yeah. So at the moment it was the best song we had, and so we were all very passionate about it, so we decided to move forward with it. And it was an outside song, so
it's a good one.
yeah, we all love it. Yeah, it's been very well received. So
it has.
Yeah,
because the last time I had you guys on the show was in October last year,
right?
And mm-hmm. then Don't came out, and you know, I never got a chance to talk to you guys yet. So this one is, it just fits you guys to a T. And that's why, as soon as I heard it, I went, yep, yeah. this is a good one for you guys. It's such a good song. Talk to us about the lyrics for you, Tamara, and relating to this one.
I related to it immediately, even just the demo. It's all of it. It's just a song about longing. It's about relationships. It's got a real relatable quality to it. It makes you feel all the feels, mm-hmm. but it's still in an uplifting way. And, you know, the first two singles that we had is really, really happy songs, and this one is also happy. It's got a happy twist to it, but it's got some sentiment, like deep sentiment to it. So I'm just a big mushy girl, so I loved it.
Me too. Me too. That's why I related to it. What about you, Brad?
Yeah, you know, for me, I think maybe it's a more of a male perspective. Is, you know, we feel like if we don't talk about stuff, it doesn't happen. Mm. You know, like, if I don't go to the doctor, I'm not sick. And same thing with mental health, right? If I don't tell anybody I'm feeling down, then I'm not really down. Mm-hmm. That's what I got from this song, was, you know, like, that just don't say you're with somebody else and then it's not true. Like, don't tell me any of the bad stuff and we can still make it work. So I like that, that desperation of, you know, like, ignorance is bliss, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Very cool way to look at that. Yeah, very cool way to look. What about you, Barb?
Yeah, I mean, we immediately connected with the song. I mean, the demo was just a great demo to start with. And, you know, I think, again, it's a super relatable theme, because we've all been there at some point in time in our life where you don't want to let go of something, even though perhaps it's already a done deal. But, it was just such a great, like, we really kept a lot of, like, almost all the nuances that were on the original recording. Obviously Jeff did his magic with it, but in terms of the vocal performance and whatnot, he really wanted us to kind of stay as true to the demo as possible. Mm-hmm. Because it just really, I think it emoted the story of the song well. So,
and especially when you guys are doing the acoustics, it just, I don't know, it just gives a totally different feel, and it allows the words just to sit with you in a different way. And I think that's what I absolutely loved about it. It just allowed me to just, you know, when you're stripping it all back, you can really feel exactly what you're supposed to be feeling in the song. And I've right. always loved an acoustic performance to begin with, but, you know, it's just something that was really special about this. And as you said, we all can relate to a story like this, you know, when you're mm-hmm. when you know that there's a love that's gone, but, you know, want to know if somebody's still feeling the same thing, and if they're reflecting the same way you are, and do you miss it, and, like, can we still hang on, or do you think there's something there? Everybody's gone through that at some point in time, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
What has it been for the feedback for this one, Barb?
Oh my God, well, everybody's loved it. Like, we had a lot of direct messages, especially with the acoustic version when we put that out. We had such, I mean, really our announcement of Brad and of course the acoustic version of this song, it literally, our social feeds just all blew up. So
well, we all missed Brad. We definitely missed Brad.
Yeah. So it was great. A lot of great feedback, you know, we've had some great support with it as well, across Canada. And of course because it's an American written song. So, mm-hmm. you know, they're all sharing it on their socials down there too, which is amazing because I think the duo that originally it was written for, you know, they've got like, I don't know, 56,000 followers. And so they're, you know, talking about it and sharing it. So every little bit helps, right, to sort of get it to where it needs to be. And we really believe in the song. So we want to keep sort of trying to move forward with this song. Particularly at the moment. So yeah,
I think it's really good, you know, especially when you're looking at how much Canadians are blowing up in the US right now. And when it comes to the country music, boy, it's just on, you know, it's just on fire right now. And this is just perfect, you know, for you guys too, to get your toe in the market out there as well, which is amazing. And this is the song to do it. We're going to play it right now. Here is Don't by country's hottest new trio, New Moon Junction, here on Music's Journey.
Don't it get loud when there's no one around, only you and lonely in the dark. If I break down, if I call you right now, just to see how you are.
Don't tell me that you're doing just fine, that I don't cross your mind when those lights go low. Oh, don't tell me you're with someone else, that you don't go through hell if you think you're moving on.
Till that moon gave up, baby, I still do.
Baby, I still do. So don't tell me that you're doing just fine, that I don't cross your mind when those lights go low. Oh, don't tell me you're with someone else, don't go through hell if you think you're moving on. Oh, don't. Ooh, if I see you out on a Friday night, ooh, if you ever love me, baby, please just lie.
Don't tell me that you're doing just fine,
that I don't cross your mind when those lights go low. Oh, don't tell me you're with someone else, that you don't go through hell if you think you're moving on. Oh, don't. No.
when there's no one around.
That was Don't by country's hottest new trio, New Moon Junction. This is one that, you know what, you can't help but just feel those feels. And one of my favorite kinds of performance is watching these guys play live. So you got to tell us about these live shows coming up, because you're going to be, you're going to be hitting that one real soon.
Yeah, we have a lot of live shows coming up, which has been amazing. Some have, maybe reached out to Brad directly because they were, Brad fans or my fans or whatever. And so it's just amazing how, we're really starting to expand into different areas of Ontario. And, the Niagara region is sort of Brad's hometown, and I'm more in the Durham area, and Tamara's kind of in between.
Well, and now I'm out in the Niagara region, so I'm out there with you, Brad.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, so Tamara, tell us about working with Jeff on this one.
Well, working with him is amazing every single time. It's definitely a vocal gym exercise, but at the end of the day, you walk away feeling really accomplished. Mm. That's been my experience every time. He's super nurturing, and he's really, we've always said that he was a fourth member, right? Like the fourth musketeer. And he's always, prepping you the night before, guiding you, building you up so that when you arrive there, you're like really comfortable and you've had time to get your ear accustomed to the vocal that he wants you to track. And then he throws you curveball, which is great as well. But we tried inner ears this time, which was the first time for me. Normally I just have like a set of headphones, and I'm like so old school that I was like, no, yes. Like, leave me be. I'm just like my little, scratch pad and ear headphones. He's like, no, let's try these. Mm. So I was pleasantly surprised. I learned something new about myself yet again in Jeff's studio.
Yeah, see? What was it like for you, Brad, working with Jeff?
So I've been sparingly working with Jeff so far. I have had a few interactions with Jeff at CCMA and CMAO events. Mm-hmm. And he's very, he's a great communicator. I think that's, super important when you're working with somebody. He's somebody who can be honest, but give you honest feedback that builds you up. Like Tamara said, that is, this is how you can do something, and this is how we're going to make it better. And great producers build you up. They don't tear you down. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that he's just an amazing person when it comes to being able to read every artist that's coming in and hears something in you that you don't even recognize yourself. And we say that every single time we talk, because he's just incredible at what he does with everybody. Every single person I've had on the show that's worked with him, absolutely just, can't say enough about him.
Yeah, we love him.
I do too. I do too. I'm going to be having that show. They want to do it now in September. I was going to have them on in June, but I was going to do Bill, Jeff, and Pete in one show.
Oh, nice. That'll be great.
So they want to do it in September, closer to the awards. So we'll be doing it then. So that ought to be interesting.
Well, make sure you let us know so we can have our popcorn ready.
That's why I said I got to keep that show under control. I'm not sure how that one's going to happen, but yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
All the sense of humors of all three of them. That should be really interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely.
Are you guys doing an official video for this one, or are you going to leave it with the acoustic version of what you guys have done?
I think we're going to stick with the acoustic version for now. We'll kind of see where things go. Like I said, we're kind of, Brad's going to be going in and we're going to be probably re-releasing the current digital version, the full version with band.
Okay.
So we'll kind of see where that takes us. And we're still kind of looking for that next song. So I guess it depends what pops up first,
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you guys going back out to Nashville or?
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, Tamara would like to go tomorrow, but yeah. We're talking about maybe, which Brad hasn't been informed yet. Maybe after the CCMAs in September, maybe we'll try and head back to Nashville in the month of September. That's our tentative plan. Mm. But yeah, we're looking forward to the CMAOs. They're only like 2 weeks away now.
I know,
now,
they're so
half,
close.
So.
I know.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. Again, because, you know, like Brad, we haven't, as New Moon Junction, we have been able to see nobody other than our shows last summer. So we haven't had any networking opportunities. So we're really looking forward to that.
Oh, and it's such a great show. Such a great show. You guys will really, really enjoy that. I'm not going to be there again this year, unfortunately.
No.
I know, just health-wise, I'm just not quite there yet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, unfortunately. Because I think...
I'm going to miss you, Kim.
I know. I just... I'm doing what I can do right now. And just can focusing on...
Yeah, take your time and get where you need to be, for sure.
Yeah, because if I push too hard, because I'm...
Your way.
Yeah, health is, oh, thank you. Health is just so important right now, and you just take so much for granted. But, you know, I've got to really focus on it and get my strength back up and keep fighting, because my kidneys just are not functioning as well as they should be. So we'll get there.
Yeah.
we'll bring the CMAO to you.
Yay.
Yes.
That sounds perfect. You know what? You guys, any time of the day, I could listen to your voices. Just, oh, the three of you together. I could just listen to it for hours. I just love your sounds together.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, it's just such a special trio you guys are. Who do you guys get referred to that you sound like? Is it Sugarland, Tamara?
Well, I think that would be a fair comparison.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one, so, but thank you.
That's what I feel.
Yeah, well, wonderful. That's a really amazing thing to be compared to, really. They're so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so were the other acts that we've had in comparison to, like Lady A and recently Fleetwood Mac, which...
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to go too far down the Fleetwood Mac road, just because that would mean we would all have to date and break up at some point. So.
Oh, that's sounding very costly.
Yeah, you don't want that. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Well, Sugarland and Lady A, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, you guys definitely fit that. So cannot wait to see you guys playing. So can you name a couple dates that you guys are going to be out there?
We have a busy, it's funny, they come in like spurts, right? So we have a busy weekend in June. So like the 10th, we're in Mississauga at the Rec Room. The 11th, we're at the Biltmore in Oshawa. And then Sunday, we're just doing an acoustic show at the Bowmanville Rib Fest. And then we have a bit of a break. And then Brad's got us out his way with a few dates. What are those, Brad?
We're playing August 6th at the Welland Amphitheater with Rivertown Saints and Leah Daniels.
Ooh, I might be at that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are also playing, I want to say it's August 12th, where we're playing is for the Canada Summer Games.
That's the ninth.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And then August 23rd and 24th, we're going to be at the CNE playing the Northern Comfort Saloon.
Nice. Isn't that great that it's opened back up again?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's really missed that particular event, and that's going to be awesome to see you guys out there. I'm going to try to get to that one with Rivertown Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. If you're wanting to go, make sure you just reach out to us, because we'll make sure that you get upfront access.
That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. And to do a live interview, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah,
oh,
that'd
be great.
So yeah, and I was checking out the venue. I've never been to that venue, so I was looking at some photos. That's a really neat stage. It's like right on the water.
It is really good. You're gonna love it. You're absolutely gonna love it.
Yeah.
Oh, cannot wait. I want to see you guys playing live. I wonder if Jeff's gonna sit there and surprise you.
He might come to the Oshawa one. I don't know if he's gonna drive to Welland, but you never know. I mean, he's not far from me. I could take him hostage and bring him.
I just picture Jeff sitting with his arms crossed, analyzing every note.
Oh, yeah. See, you know him well. You know him well. I think it was Tamara that when you were saying that he surprised you guys. I think it was last year, and you didn't know what to do.
Well, we sang. That's what we do. But it was kind of, you know, like I said, I was fine, and then I was like, "Are you going to leave?" Right? And he said, "No." And I'm like, "Okay, then." And We knew we were kind of in the clear when he started filming us, because I thought we were really bad, and he's just going to have to show us what we need to improve, or he really likes us, and he's filming us.
Have you ever gotten him up to play drums yet?
No, but that would be so cool.
See, that's how you can throw him off. If he shows up this time, just turn around and say, hey, we need John drums.
Good one. Well, he's up for a CCMA on that drumming thing. So
I know. I know.
Yeah.
I keep plugging it out there and keep plugging it. And then Pete's up for, you know, he's up too. And it's like, oh, man, you guys are connected with a really, really good team. Really good team.
Yeah, we're really thankful. And they're just, like, such great people. Like, him, Jeff and Bill, like, they... Honestly, Bill makes my day every time I talk to him. Like, he doesn't always have the best news, but I'm still in a good mood after I talk to him. Even if he's like, I don't know about this radio thing anymore. You know, I still get off the phone and I'm like, I still love Bill. So it doesn't matter what he says.
Well, it's funny because I'll be, you know, it doesn't matter what time I'm working. He goes, Kim, you know, I'm really hoping you're going to come out and see us in Calgary, you know, for September, which you never know. Mm-hmm. I might be able to do that. We'll see. But, you know, like, he's every single time I'm on, where he'll go, you're still up, you're still working. And it's like, yes, we all have to do the same thing. And he always cracks a joke somewhere to make me laugh. So he's like, so good.
Oh, yeah.
Count on him for that.
What else is there to do? They don't laugh. The opposite is crying.
That's right.
I'm pretty good at that part. Come on.
So, okay. So, Brad, a lot of people may not know you, that, you know, some of our listeners that are out in the States or, you know, that are out in the UK. Tell us about your influences musically.
I was a big Bare Naked Ladies fan growing up. I think the songwriting, the storytelling really attracted me to country music. I always try to make that an important part of when I'm writing songs, and it's definitely what draws me into a song. Is, you know, the song that's got, it's about something, you know. You know, there's lots of songs on the radio that are about nothing, that are just, you know, nod your head and it's a good beat, and those songs have a space too. But for me, the songs that I find going back to and wanting to play and want to emulate when I'm writing are those songs, you know, that just have like a great story. You know, some of the Rascal Flatts songs for sure, and a lot of the Eric Church songs, you know, they just pull you in, right? And I always want to make you feel something, and I feel like if you can do that as a songwriter, you're doing a good job.
Rascal Flatts, I miss them. Oh, every single time they would come out with something, it was just, oh, it's just like pulls at your heartstrings. Absolutely love them.
Yeah, Diamond Rio too is another. You know, I just love their harmonies. Didn't get that with so many bands, and Diamond Rio is just like blow your face off with their harmonies, you know.
And you guys are really setting the tone, and that's what's really nice to see, this, you know, pull together. And I'm so excited about what you guys are capable of, and the songs you guys keep picking, amazing, absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
You guys know what to pick. You know what to pick.
We have a good mentor. Right? I mean, he's you know, he's very and that's kind of why we're like, we don't quite have our next song yet, because he really wants it. He's like, don't is the bar, and we have to either write something or find something that's better than don't. So at this point, we haven't got the next song yet. You know, we're gonna spend some time at the CMAO weekend, and we've set aside some time to do perhaps a writing session with the three of us. Yeah, so, you know, we're hoping that the song fairy will bring us a song soon.
Have you ever worked with Carrie? Have you ever worked with Carrie? Carrie DeMare?
No, I have. Oh, you know, I kind of once wrote with her, but we ended up just chatting instead of writing.
She pulls those songs out too, that you guys would just, incredible harmonies would just be amazing with. She's really good when it comes to those kinds of songs. Now, is there anybody you're looking forward to seeing at the CMAO?
Gosh, I think I'm just looking forward to seeing, like, everybody, really. Like, there's just, you know, I'm just so excited to get back out and see people. And then, of course, to do that with Brad and Tamara, because I'm such an introvert that a lot of times I go to these events alone, and I'm basically, you'll find me hiding under a table somewhere. So,
until I come along with the
really
camera.
Like to see, I would really like to see Sasha.
Yes.
We had a very weird meeting, my first time ever at the CMEOs. She came up from behind me at a table and started hugging me. And then realized I was not the person she thought she was hugging. And then she just kind of rolled with it, and we became friends, and we've written, and we, you know, supported each other in each other's ventures, and she's just blowing up so much.
Oh,
right
is
now.
She ever? Is she ever?
And I probably message her a couple of times a week, just, you know, I'm so proud of you, and it's so great to see somebody who's worked so hard do something, you know, finally break through. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to giving, reciprocating that wrong person hug, but to the right person.
So the universe says that it wasn't an accident.
Yeah. I think right. So
that's
too.
Right.
I think so too. When stuff like that happens, there's a reason. There is definitely a reason. And I know, like, I just had her on the show a few weeks ago, and boy, oh boy, her EP is that the best work she's done. And just such
it's so good.
Yeah.
I watched her music video for Pretty Please.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Doesn't that kill you?
I cried on the couch, right? It was just like
I don't want to laugh at that, but the reason why I'm laughing at it is just simply because I know that these two write deep. So you're in the right company. You're definitely in the right company when it comes to Tamara and to Barb, because, you know, they know how to write deep. And that video killed me, absolutely killed me. But boy,
yeah,
what
too.
A great message.
Yeah, we've all taken turns, I think, already crying in front of each other as an iteration of New Moon Junction already. So we're, I think.
Storytellers.
Yeah, it's good to be with people who are you trust and are comfortable with, and I'm appreciative to have Barb and Tamara be those people.
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah. That's awesome.
I think we all feel the same way about each other.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
magical, I gotta say.
Well, I think you guys are going to be absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to see the new music you guys start working with, and seeing what you guys come up with next.
You will be the first to hear it.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, so Tamara, you are up for Toyota Searchlight Contest.
I know.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Well, we applied last year, and here we go again. We weren't selected last year, but it's high hopes for this year. So everybody get out there and vote and support who you love. I mean, if it's us, great. And but get out and support, you know, country music and your favorite artists, because these kinds of things, I'm not particularly fond of contests, but it's just, you know, you move the needle forward. Every time that you put yourself out there, you move the needle forward, and it's more exposure, and it's just another kick at it, right? So good luck to all of us, really.
Absolutely, and I think you guys deserve this one. So, you know, you guys are, you got so much great, there's so much good that's going to be coming just around the corner. I can feel it. And that song's going to be there 100%. You guys are going to just be, you're going to be so incredibly happy next year. If things stay open, it'll just be amazing. It's just been hard for you guys just starting out and going through all of this. And it's hard to get the momentum knowing, is it going to stay open? Is it going to close? Is it going to stay open? There's just been an awful lot that's gone on in a very uncertain times, right?
But we've accomplished quite a bit, Kim. That's the astonishing part about
it. I know. That's what I'm saying.
The fact that people's just music is forever. It's eternal. And it just permeates everything. And it breaks down all the barriers and borders. And in times when people are in most need, they turn to music. So
mm-hmm. That's the one thing that, you know, we've talked a lot about on the show, you know, in the last little while, is just remembering, you know, if there's a story, Tamara, that you can think of for one of the songs that you guys have put out right now, a story that touched you so much. Can you relay on any of that?
Well, you know, we haven't, like, in the stuff that we've written at New Moon Junction,
mm-hmm.
or just any song in general.
No, songs that you guys have released. Has there been a story that somebody's attached to that really means something to you guys?
Well, but we haven't written one yet that we're releasing. We've like worked through a bunch of different ideas right now, but mm-hmm. I think through the storytelling that we actually have in our sessions, right? Because our sessions are, we have all a really, really similar work ethic, and we try really hard at every session that we get together. But it's a mix. It's a mix of us telling stories to one another, which eventually then become slushes of songs that we try to piece together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other time is that now trying to put these harmonies together since we joined in April, and we're getting ready for the shows on the road that are coming up imminently.
Yeah, it's just nice when you can, when you're looking at how your music is going to be able to touch so many people in different ways, because the types of songs you guys write and the types of songs that you guys have chosen and, you know, to release from other writers. And that's what's so special, because when you think about it, with everything that's gone on and the uncertainty and everything that we've gone through in the last couple of years, when people attach a story to a song of yours, it's the next generation that's going to remember their parents listening to that song. And, you know, that music just carries on generation after generation. You know, when someone's sitting there, you know, like my son would attach so many songs that I used to listen to. And he's now plays them. And, like, it's kind of a cool feeling to think that, you know, anything that you guys are going to be writing in the future or any songs that you're picking and releasing, you know, could be, you know, such memories for several generations, right? It's kind of cool.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, on our trip to Nashville, we had written with this young chap, another two guys there, and just fantastic talents. And, you know, I woke up one morning, we were down there, like, we were just having such an amazing trip. And I literally, Tamara would always sleep in later than me, and I'd be waiting, like, anxiously for her to get up, because I had this epiphany, and I'm like, girl, wake up, man. Like, I've been up since, like, 7 a.m. or 6 a.m., like, come on. And I had to tell her, like, the next morning, I'm like, I have 100% decided that I am leaving my day job. And so we went into the writing session that day, and we did write a song that kind of speaks to me a lot. And I feel like it's a song that, I feel like a lot of people made changes after the isolation and the lockdown. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, I know for myself, like, running around like a mad woman, like, I still do it, I'm not gonna lie. Look, tonight I was at dinner and I should have been on the interview, but you know, like, to some degree, there's just a level I won't go to anymore. And mm-hmm. you know, that's like having no sleep, running myself off my feet, for what, right? So I feel like a lot of people have taken a look at what they were doing prior,
mm-hmm.
and are coming back and going, well, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to drive, you know, 5 hours to work in Toronto traffic. And, you know, like, I feel like there will be a lot of songs, but particularly this one song called Arts for the Taking, what we wrote, and we do perform it as part of our live show. That song was sort of written the day that I had the epiphany and we went to the writing session. And I feel that I'm probably not the only one that made that decision. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel like, you know, it's either now or never idea, right? So I can continue trying to grind it out in both worlds, but obviously there's, you know, you're not able to give your whole self to something when you're trying to spread yourself so thin, right? So.
I hear you. Boy, do I hear you on that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so many of us do. And we're just so programmed to just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And then, you know, when everything kind of went the way it was, and, you know, with my mom and everything that was going on at that time. And, you know, it just, you have a different way of looking at life. And
definitely,
yeah, and it just, yeah, I think so many people, once they step away from the noise, don't even know how to function, let alone mm-hmm. you know, do what they normally do. They just don't know how to relate themselves to the identity that whatever position they've been in, whether it's musician or, you know, whether it's on radio or anything else, they don't know how to be anything else,
right?
And so that's been a really tough road for a lot of people to face, and then they've had to reinvent and understand that you're not necessarily just that, right? That's what right. you've labeled yourself as. And so many people are stepping outside of that comfort zone and really creating some pretty spectacular moments in their life. And I think that's the silver lining that we've had to all take away from all this, right?
Definitely.
All right. Can we go to some questions?
Sure.
I've had to sit back and listen to how many I've actually sent you guys and which ones I've asked you and which ones I haven't. Okay. So, Tamara, favorite summer cocktail?
Ooh, it's a new one I just discovered called a French martini.
Ooh. I don't think I've had that. I don't think I've had that.
Yeah. Gonna have to pineapple look. Juice in it and Chambord and vodka.
Whoa.
Shaken, not stirred.
Ooh, I'm going to have to try that one. Talking to a bartender, I'm going to have to try that one. Okay, what about you, Barb?
Well, I'm not doing the gluten thing anymore, so I've had to find, I've renewed my love for apple cider. So that is, I'm pretty sure, going to be my summer go-to.
Mm-hmm. And it's so good for you, apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good for you. Okay, what about you, Brad?
Well, I kind of feel guilty because my main go-to drink is Corona, and I mean, we've all had as much Corona as we can probably take in the last few years. I kind of feel bad, you know, even asking anybody, can you get me a Corona? Like, you know, like
they should rename it. Like, that's a good
right. Yeah, but that is usually my. I do really like these new Land Shark seltzers, or I know, you know, Bud Light is doing it too, the beer seltzers kind of thing.
Yeah, I know there's lots of
for summer, it's not. Yeah,
there's lots of new ones that are coming up, but Corona has always been mine. If I was going to have a beer, it was going to be a Corona. Otherwise, I'd do a draft. Exactly. But yeah, Corona was definitely mine. And then you had to have the tequila chaser to go with it.
Now we're getting rowdy.
If you put lime in your tequila and if you put lime in your beer, that's the question.
I put a lime in my Corona for sure.
Yes.
You got it.
There we go. Okay. All right. So when you're looking at processing for like dealing with live performance anxiety, do any of you have that, Barb? Like, what do you do to prepare for that?
You know, it's sort of a strange thing. Like, I only have performance anxiety if it's me and my lonely guitar on a stage. It doesn't matter if there's two people listening or a few thousand people listening. When I'm with a group, even whether I'm playing guitar or not, I don't have a lot of performance anxiety. Like, I guess I'm kind of lucky that way. And then, you know, my worst time ever was me playing alone at the Bluebird. Like, my first time ever playing, I think it was just their open mic like years ago. Like, I didn't think I could shake in the spots I was shaking. So, you know, anything's better than that. So I was just like, I didn't know that part of my body could shake that bad. And I'm thinking, are they all seeing this right now? Like, so strange. But for the most part, I don't have a lot of anxiety. Most of the time, it's just, is everyone going to be on time? Are we all, you know, because I'm usually organizing the musicians and all that. So that's most of my anxiety comes from that. And then, you know, am I wearing the right boots to go with my outfit? Like, that's another anxiety that I have.
So, I'm always worried about that. Yeah.
I knew you were going to say something to that one, Brian. I knew it. See, we got to have that sense of humor in there. Okay, for you, Tamara, do you have any anxiety going into performances?
No, I get kind of like butterflies. I just want to get up there and sing, really. Mm-hmm. Rehearsals, that's kind of how I deal with it. I like to be prepared, and as long as we are prepared and we've done our homework, and we all are professional.
Mm.
We have a lot of fun, for sure, and this is the best gig in the world, but we're all very well rehearsed by the time we get to the show, and we know our stuff. So, and I trust Barb and I trust Brad, and that's a huge part of it.
Yeah, and it means something to every one of you. Like, it really means something. It's not just going out there and having fun on the stage. And you guys definitely do that. But like you're saying, you guys really care about what your performance is and what you're giving out there to the fans.
Yeah,
we love it.
Mm-hmm. What about, so for Brad, you don't have any anxiety performance?
No, you know what really gets me is when I'm when it's an impromptu, you know, I mean I've played so many solo gigs and played some of these same songs, you know, hundreds and hundreds of times, and I remember, you know, being at a friend's Stag and Doe, and they had a live band, and they were like, hey Brad, can you jump up and sing a song quick? And I was like, well, what would I sing? And they're like, oh, we'll do, you know, Stuck in the Middle. you know, you played that song 100 times. But because it was so impromptu, then I started going, do I know the words?
Mm-hmm.
Do they play it the way I play it? And I actually bailed out. I didn't play. I was like, you know what? We're going to get going. Sorry. I can't. Just because I was so worried I was just going to mess up the words of a song that I played,
mm-hmm.
again, you know, 400 or 500 times at least. So the gigs where we're planning and you know, it's like, this is when the gig is going to be and this is what we're going to play, no problem. But, you know, if you, like, you met me on the street and you were like, Brian, here's a guitar, sing. I'd be like, oh, no. You know, that's
pressure
for me.
Pressure. Yeah, because it's the same thing when I have to go up and something I'm not prepared for. I like to be very prepared when I'm going into an interview and doing the research and doing what I like to do. But it's just when I've had to do it for when I was working with ET, it's just there's so many times you're just thrown right onto the carpet. And it's like, okay, mm-hmm. you got to go with the flow. That's when I shake. I won't shake any other time, but I'll shake then. So I know what you're talking about, Barb, because even my head will quiver. It's like, for some reason, it goes away in 5 minutes, but it's just like that first initial little bit. And it's just,
oh, yeah.
I'm quite aware of everywhere I shake.
I'm not saying one word of that one. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Favorite or least favorite part about being a musician? Tamara?
When I don't play for a little while and I don't have calluses, that's the part that I don't like. And then when I have to learn them and then get the calluses back, I'm happy again.
Yeah.
Probably it.
Somehow I
the
think...
rest I love.
Somehow I think that you just got to be like a ball of energy out there that just lifts everybody right up instantly. I can tell.
I try. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, because you're just so excited all the time, and it's amazing to see. You're just like so excited, and it's just so much fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Okay, what about
well,
you,
we're
Barb?
We're really lucky to get to do what we do. So.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, what about you, Barb?
Okay, so the favorite thing, it's really soul food for me, right? So when we're performing and we're singing and we're writing, like, for me, that is, all of that is my favorite. I guess my least favorite thing about being a musician is, you know, that it's, we need to get paid better. Like, I mean, that's probably, you know, we put a lot of time and a lot of hours into what we do,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's just not enough, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's so hard to sustain a living, especially in Canada, as a musician, that it almost, you know, and that's why a lot of people give up.
It's
and,
true.
You know, I'm such, like, I don't give up, you know, I am someone that will keep pushing and trying something new, hence New Moon Junction, because I really believe in the art, and I believe in something I was born with, a gift, and I feel that this is what I should be doing, so I'm not really going to give up until I get where I want to go, which I'm not quite sure where that is, but as long as I feel like I'm continuing to move forward, so, which we are, and that's great, but yeah, so that's probably my least favorite thing. Everything else about it I love the people I meet, and, you know, writing and performing. Like, I love everything. And, of course, I love dressing the part.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, you're good with that. Yeah. Very
good. You
know,
that's something I really am passionate about, you know. So it's fun. It's like, you know, you get dressed up and, you know, even though you're, I feel more myself when I'm dressed for stage than I do any other time in my life. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
I feel like you're just as passionate about dressing me, too.
She is for sure. That didn't take you long, Brad. You got my feet.
Brad's going to be coming in. Okay, do what you want.
Jacket. You know what? I should bring that jacket to the CMAOs and see who it fits, okay? It's like bringing the glass slipper, you know, Cinderella's glass slipper.
Oh, long. Yeah. Yeah, we got to see who the jacket fits.
Yeah, cut that part out of the interview. Don't play that part.
Well, you know I'm going to put that in there. You know that's going to stay in there. It's my job. That's too funny. Okay, so what about you, Brad?
Yeah, honestly, not to sound cheesy, when you're making just pure sounds together, like, you know, the rehearsals and being creative with Barb and Tamara have probably been, you know, in a 20-plus year career of creating music, have been the most satisfying times mm-hmm. for me. And that's, you know, when you, like you said, you know, everybody's falling into their blend, and it's just good. It makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. So that would definitely be my favorite. And I think my least favorite is I'm still not able to not judge the music that gets created by how it's received.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I let that ruin a lot of good songs that I'm proud of because, you know, it didn't do what I thought or it didn't go where I thought. And I got to get better at that because it's, you know, it takes the shine off of mm-hmm. some things that I you know, feel really proud of. I don't let that happen in any other area of my life. You know,
just in the music.
Somebody says something that's not great about my kids, it doesn't change how I feel about my kids. Right, they're my, mm-hmm. I love them and they're great. And sometimes I will, you know, stop playing a song that I wrote just because, you know, I've let other people's opinions influence how I feel about the song.
And it's a hard, you know, lesson, you know, to learn as you're going, because you have to remember, no matter what, that you're writing because you love writing for music.
Yes.
And you like to play music, and whatever you're releasing, you got to be able to breathe and love that moment of that song. And then it doesn't matter what anybody else does with it out there. It's just remembering what it means to you and how good it feels to write music and play music. And that's what it's all got to be about.
Yeah, and I'm hoping maybe over the next 20 years I'll figure that part out.
we'll help him get there. I'm used
there we
to
go.
Him, you know, used to turning the other cheek myself.
You have to, right? You know, like there's so many times that you hear it all the time where you expect, like even like the whole team expects a song to do incredibly well, and you just can't guarantee, you know, what's happening in people's
yeah.
lives, you know, for that song to hit or miss, or what other songs are out on the radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the time,
it's a journey, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you hear it all the time because there's like so many songs that are just incredible that don't even get played, and
yeah,
that because, you know, radio only has so many that they can put out. It's just it's a tough business to be in. But man, oh man, that's why I love doing what I'm doing now with the podcast, because at least I can give light and play the music to everybody. And, you know,
yeah, we appreciate what you're doing for sure. It's amazing.
Oh, well, you know what? We love you guys, and I cannot wait to see you guys out on the road and be able to give you guys a hug in person. That'll be so
yeah.
cool.
Yes. Likewise.
Oh, well, you know what? Thank you guys for taking a bit of time and coming on the show. And congratulations, Brad. I am just so excited for this journey with you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to breaking down some walls and making a whole lot of noise with Bob and Tamara for sure.
Awesome. And we cannot wait to see it. We cannot wait. I might surprise you this weekend. We'll just have to see.
Yay. Well, awesome.
Surprises all over the place now.
Well, I just, you know, it's fun to know that you're out in this way, and you guys have got some shows coming, so that's going to be cool. So that's in August. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'll get to one of them this year, I'll tell you.
Excellent.
We're going to hold you to it.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. All right. You guys take it easy, and we will see very soon on the road. And congratulations on Don't. It is amazing.
Aww, thank you. Thanks, Kim, for having us.
Oh, absolutely, thanks, guys. All right. Take care. Have a good night.
Thanks.
A great big thank you to my very special guests, Barb Doran, Tamara Madeline, and Brad Battle, country's hottest new trio, New Moon Junction, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'll be interviewing Tegan Gaze, Haley Jensen, Katie Topham, Petrick, Katie Hurt, Haley Benedict, Dustin Collin, Ali Walker, Emma Peterson, Big Wreck, country artist Cadence from Runaway Angel, Emerson Drive, Jade Eagleson, The East Pointers, Josh Bogart, Rob Fitzgerald, Matt Rogers, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all my shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful evening. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
Don't it get loud when there's no one around, only you and lonely in the dark. If I break down, if I call you right now, just to see how you are.
Don't tell me that you're doing just fine, that I don't cross your mind when those lights go low. Oh, don't tell me you're with someone else, that you don't go through hell if you think you're moving on.
Love till that moon gave up. Baby, I still do.
Baby, I still do. So don't tell me that you're doing just fine, that I don't cross your mind when those lights go low. Oh, with someone else, that you don't go through hell if you think you're moving on. Oh, don't.
Ooh, if I see you out on a Friday,
cross your mind when those lights go low. Oh, don't tell me you're with someone else, that you don't go through hell if you think you're moving on.
When there's no one around.